While a shorter route, no chief guests, fewer spectators and contingents, India will celebrate its 72nd Republic Day today with many firsts amid the coronavirus pandemic. Newly inducted Rafale fighter jets will be part of the flypast. Former Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe gets the country's second highest civilian award, Padma Vibhushan also for SP Balasubramaniam. Galwan heroes get the Mahavir Chakra. Republic Day parade will take place against the backdrop of farmer protests. Farmers will hold a tractor rally through the national capital after the Rajpath festivities. Farmers also plan to walk to Parliament on Budget Day. While Delhi, soon to have herd immunity from COVID-19, indicates a sero survey. Official figures from the Health Ministry say 6.33 lakh people have been found infected in Delhi, but the survey indicates that the total figure could be more than a crore, say sources. From battle over posters to slogans, it's all happening in West Bengal as the outsider versus insider debate intensifies. This time, it is Jai Shri Ram versus Jai Bangla. And in the United States, impeachment managers formally trigger the start of Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. Let's first just tell you a little bit about this unprecedented 72nd Republic Day in a certain sense. It's a shortened program. It's scheduled to start around 9 a.m. and conclude after the traditional flypast is over, which will be around 11:25 a.m. All of this, of course, in lieu of the COVID-19 pandemic. So apart from a reduced list of events, the parade will also have a shorter route. No chief guest for the very first time. Fewer spectators, no children under the age group of 15 in the annual parade. Fewer soldiers in the Army and the Navy contingents. However, the newly inducted Rafale jet will be among the many stars on the show today, as will a Bangladeshi tri-service contingent that will lead the parade on the 50th anniversary of the 1971 Indo-Pak War. A total of 32 tableaus from 17 from states and union territories, 6 from the Defence Ministry and 9 others will take part. Among these, interestingly, will be a tableau of Ladakh, the union territory that was created in 2019 after the bifurcation of Jammu and Kashmir. It will be included for the very first time. Now, as a part of the COVID-19 safety protocols, all army soldiers who are participating in this parade have been kept in bio bubbles. No one has been allowed to enter or exit, with no exceptions whatsoever. Other COVID-19 protocols, including restricting the number of attendees at Rajpath to 25,000, all seated, instead of over 1.15 lakh, reducing the number of school children from 600 last year to around 160, and none of those children are below the age of 15. And everyone is required, spectators and participants of course, to wear face masks and practice social distancing. So that's a little bit about what the Republic Day parade today is going to look like. Meanwhile, the Union Home Ministry on the eve of Republic Day has announced the recipients for the Padma Awards. Padma Awards, remember, is one of the highest civilian awards in the country. They are conferred in three categories: the Padma Vibhushan, the Padma Bhushan and the Padma Shri. These awards are conferred by the President of India at ceremonial functions which are held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan typically around March or April every year. The awards are announced on the occasion of Republic Day every year. This year, the President has approved the conferment of 119 Padma Awards from the former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and music legend SP Balasubramaniam. They've been awarded the Padma Vibhushan, which is the second highest civilian award in India. Celebrated singer SP Balasubramaniam was conferred the honour posthumously. He died at a Chennai hospital last year after almost 2 months of treatment. Former Chief Minister of Assam Tarun Gogoi and former Union Minister Ram Vilas Paswan have also been awarded the Padma Bhushan, the third highest civilian award posthumously. Former Lok Sabha Speaker Sumitra Mahajan has also been conferred the Padma Bhushan.